In Chapter 7 of the book Retail Selling Skills, we will understand the method of decoding the buying process. Let us review the learning objectives. Via this chapter, we want to understand the concept of customer participation, the concept of customer reaction, buying signals and importance of buying signals, and how to involve the customer during the selling process. We will cover this chapter in broadly three topics. First being customer participation, the second being customer reactions, and the last one being buying signals. What is customer participation? The customer has to participate in the selling process. His participation is crucial to closing a sale. The involvement will vary depending on the type of product or service the customer is looking for. We have previously discussed the concept of involvement and level of involvement. If you remember, we spoke about high risk and high involvement products, and we spoke about low risk and low involvement products. A high risk or a high involvement product is one that is either very expensive or it is something that is going to impact the image of the person, of the individual, something which is going to create an impression which will enhance his financial status or his status in society at large. So a high involvement product will be one, maybe something like a car, a laptop, a mobile phone, a house. These are high involvement products in which the customer is going to undertake extensive problem solving behavior, extensive research from external or internal sources before he makes a purchase decision. Involvement may vary from touching a product, wearing it, to raising doubts and objections about the product, gathering more information about the product. Such participation from the customer is natural. Obviously, a person who has to spend money, a person who wants to buy a product, would first want to know if it is the right product for him, if it is a good brand, if they want to give him all terms and conditions of delivery. And this customer participation has to be encouraged by the salesperson instead of treating it as a nuisance. The attitude of the salesperson in customer participation is extremely important to take the sale to the next level. Situations of customer participation provide the salesperson with opportunity to encourage the customer to make a purchase decision. So the customer has to be involved by the salesperson. He has to be involved in making small decisions at every step of the selling activity, so that when they reach the end of the presentation or discussion, the sale closes automatically and the salesperson doesn't have to convince the customer towards the end once again. Comments like, this color suits your complexion, or something like, it is very easy to use this food blender. Aren't these shoes very soft and comfortable? Why don't you wear them? Why don't you try them? With one press of a button, you can wash as well as dry your clothes. How convenient. When the salesperson uses comments like these, he is actually involving the customer. He wants the customer to participate in this discussion. If you see, some of them are statements about the customer. Some of them are questions where the salesperson is eliciting a response from the customer, thereby ensuring and encouraging his participation. Some products require extensive customer participation, like we just discussed. Some products are high involvement, and obviously the customer has to be highly participating in the decision making of such products. The salesperson has to adapt to the situation based on the type of product and involve the customer accordingly. Customer participation has many benefits. It helps eliminate doubts in the mind of the customer and helps to build trust and understanding. The customer should return home feeling he made a well-informed decision and that he made the decision and he was not pushed by the salesperson to make a decision. That feeling is very important for a customer to become a repeat customer. Let us move on to the next segment, which is about customer reactions. Every time the customer walks into a store, he will be reacting to the ambience in the store, reacting to the greeting or conversation, being the approach of the salesperson. The salesperson has to learn to read the reactions of the customer. He has to learn to decode the non-verbal aspects and he has to learn to decipher the verbal cues also. The salesperson has to understand that his ability to decipher or read the body language and the words of that are being used to communicate is extremely crucial in taking the sales forward. These cues, both verbal and non-verbal, give the salesperson an idea of what is going on in the customer's mind. What is the customer thinking? What is his reaction to something that is being said by the salesperson? If you show him a product, what is the reaction of the customer? Is he happy? Does he like the variety? Does he look at the color and say, oh God, what a horrible color? What is the reaction of the customer to the product, to the variety, to the interiors of the store, to the approach of the salesperson? All these need to be observed by the salesperson so that he is able to close the deal faster. Depending on the customer's reaction, the salesperson should adapt his approach and handle the situation. As we know, each customer is different. What motivates each customer is different. Therefore, the salesperson has to tailor his selling technique or strategy to suit the requirements of each unique customer. Customer reactions can be divided into four broad categories. Questions, these could be questions demanding a factual response in terms of giving data. Comments, which could be either positive or negative. Objections and rejections. Let us look at them. In order to close a sale, the salesperson should create a positive customer reaction. The customer has to react in a positive way. If it is a negative customer reaction, your sale or your selling presentation closes right there and then. Obviously, this is a big challenge as most customers are usually going to have a negative feeling or a negative approach to the act of spending. So you really need to convince them to spend. These situations require extra careful and sensitive handling by the salespeople. So the salesperson has to be very sensitive also. He has to quietly observe the reactions of the customer. Patience and determination of the salesperson are very helpful qualities at this juncture. Depending on the customer's reaction, the salesperson has to think, he has to be patient and he has to be determined to close the sale. He has to pursue the customer in a very gentle manner and sensitive manner so that he decides to buy your product or service. But a salesperson cannot be too pushy, else it becomes very obvious that he is desperate to make a sale. The salesperson has to handle the situation in a manner that does not seem pushy, and the customer feels that he has made the purchase decision of his own free will. Let us look at the situation. Two ladies are browsing through a retail store. They pick up some articles, look at them, and move to the next shelf or the next department. A salesperson approaches them by saying, "Good afternoon, ladies. If you need any help, please ask." And the customer replies, "Thank you, we are just browsing." Now, let us analyze the situation. Do you think what the salespeople said was right? Do you think the salesperson's approach was correct? Yes, definitely. Had the salesperson said, "May I help you?" What do you think would have been the response? The customer would have said no, and then that would have closed the chances of the sale. That would have closed any chances of further conversation. So the framing of the question or the greeting or the way the customer is approached by the salesperson are extremely critical. They have to be well thought of, but they have to be thought of very fast. The salesperson cannot take 10 minutes to think how to approach this customer. There could be many customers walking into the store at one time. Salesperson has to decide very fast, quickly, how do we approach this person? How do I approach this person? And how do I approach this person? The approach for each of these customers could be very different. Even within the family, let's say a family comes to your store, within the family, the approach for each of the family members could be different depending on whether that person is an influencer of the decision, whether that person is the final decision maker, or whether that person is a gatekeeper of the information. We have discussed in one of the earlier chapters that different people in the family play different roles in the buying process. Depending on these different roles, the salesperson has to tailor his selling strategy. A salesperson has to know when to stop selling. He has to know when to stop talking and let the customer decide whether he wants to buy the product now or not. The salesperson has to convince. So after that convincing is over, you leave it to the customer to make his final decision. Do not push the customer at that stage. It will only end up increasing the objections that the customer is raising, which will result in a loss of sale and maybe even loss of customer. A negative reaction of the customer should never be retorted back in a negative manner or an arrogant way. This is because then you are definitely going to lose the customer, and the customer is not coming back to your store. So the attitude of the salesperson is very important. Based on the attitude of the salesperson, the customers will react. It is a two-way process. Now we are going on to the next segment, which is buying signals. We will understand what is a buying signal, what are different types of buying signals, what are negative or positive buying signals, and what is the role of the salesperson in understanding or decoding the buying signals. Sometimes even the prospect doesn't know that he is ready to buy. The salesperson is convincing the prospect, the salesperson is selling the product, he is highlighting the benefits, the features and attributes of the product, he is talking about the USP of the product. So the salesperson is going through this entire selling activity. The customer may somewhere unconsciously or subconsciously decide that he has decided to buy a product. But the customer may not himself be aware of this decision. Instead of openly stating his interest, most prospects start to make what are termed as buying signals in the form of questions or statements. Being able to recognize and decode these buying signals will give the salesperson a strong advantage. It will give the salesperson an edge. The salesperson should then know that he has to now stop selling because the customer is displaying buying signals. Buying signals can show up within a few minutes of the presentation or conversation, or they may show up at the very end. So there is no rule or generalization as to when buying signals will show up during the selling process. It could be at the very beginning itself. A good experienced salesperson may be able to convince the customer at the very beginning to make a purchase decision. Now we will talk about the importance of reading buying signals. Who is going to read these buying signals? Obviously, the retail salesperson. Buying signals help a salesperson know when to close. He has to understand at what point does he stop selling and start the final transaction of exchange of product or money. If a salesperson fails to recognize the buying signals, he runs the risk of overselling the product and missing the window of opportunity. Reading and adapting to customer signals is important since it builds the relationship and can lead to repeat purchases and new business referrals. Let us understand the different types of buying signals. As with different types of communication, buying signals are also verbal or non-verbal. The salesperson has to read the non-verbal buying signals through observance of the customer and their body language. The prospect could pick up a brochure and read it. A customer may start to examine the product more closely. He is handling the product. He starts to look at it from all angles, look at any defects possible in it. Maybe bend, if it is a shoe, he would probably like to bend the shoe and see if it is flexible enough. The prospect leans forward with a twinkle in his eye and starts handling the product. That could be a buying signal. Feeling the fabric or the material of the garment between his fingers, or putting the product in front of themselves and looking into a mirror to see how it is looking on them. This is a great non-verbal buying signal. All these non-verbal buying signals show that the question is raising some questions in his mind and checking various aspects of the product. He is evaluating the product value vis-a-vis the price of the product. All these non-verbal signals are more easily observed and understood when the salespeople incorporate 360 degree listening. What does that mean? It means using the eyes, ears, and intuition to pick up subtle cues that the customer is leaning toward or away from making a purchase. So these cues are, or signals are, very subtle. They are not prominent. They are not in your face. They are subtle. Very softly, when you pay attention, you will be able to understand that this is actually a buying signal. So I have to now stop selling. Now I let the customer decide if he wants to go ahead with the transaction or not. Verbal buying signals. These are conversations with the salesperson where the deal is finalized. The questions asked by the customer indicate his level of interest in buying that product. Questions on delivery, installation, guarantee or warranty of the product, availability or installments are very strong verbal buying signals. When the customer asks questions, asks for more information regarding any of these aspects which are part of the augmented product, then it is a signal that the customer is now ready to buy the product. Some of the common verbal signals will include asking questions, asking for more information, raising objections, and making statements. Let us go through each of these in detail. If a prospect asks you questions, it is a very encouraging sign. It is a signal that the customer may be interested in buying your product or service. Because if the prospect wasn't interested in buying the product, he would not bother asking you all those questions. He would not waste any time or effort in asking questions if he's not interested in going ahead with the purchase. But before he confirms to making a purchase, he wants all his questions to be answered. These questions could be something like these or many more. Are there other colors to choose from? How long will the alteration of the trousers take? How much advance do you need? Do you offer financing? What is the warranty or guarantee of the product? Again, if you see, all these colors are about the product, the core product, its benefits, or the augmented product. So the customer is actually looking for information, looking for more details and clarifications from the salesperson so that he can evaluate the product and finally come to a decision about buying or not buying the product. When a prospect asks the salesperson to repeat something, he is essentially digging for information, and that is a very strong buying signal. Let's look at examples. You are sure that once I start using the product, this is how it will perform? Or please go over the financing terms once again. So he wants to understand the financing of the product in detail. Can you review the payment terms and warranty once more? Can you please reconfirm the delivery date of the product? All this tells you which aspect of your presentation or your product is interesting for the customer. Such an interest usually points out a hot button. It could be a pain point that you can later emphasize in your presentation to help close the deal. Repeating questions reveals that the prospect needs more assurance before finalizing a purchase. Now, this can be sometimes very irritating or frustrating for the salesperson, that the customer is repeatedly asking the same things in one way or the other, or the customer is continuously raising objections. But the salesperson has to be patient, he has to be very sensitive in handling the customer so that he ensures that the deal is closed. Objections are usually a buying signal, though they are not a very strong buying signal, because even after raising a lot of objections, a customer may decide not to buy the product. But objections are to be treated as a good sign, not as a problem, not as a nuisance. They have to be dealt with in a very positive manner. Treat objections with respect, and they will definitely lead you to a sale. When tackling objections, remember that the prospect is trying to tell you that he is interested in the product, but he does not have enough information yet to decide if he wants to buy or not. So the salesperson should understand that raising objections is the customer's way of saying, "Hey, I'm interested, but I need more information to decide. I need some more data. I need reconfirmation on certain fronts to be able to make a final decision." If you can give that extra information and the reconfirmation to the prospect, then you can close the deal. Responding to objections with a friendly smile is important, and the salesperson has to be agreeable with the customer. He has to agree with the objections that are being raised by the customer, because if he doesn't do that, the customer may feel offended or put down and may decide not to go ahead with the sale at all. Being agreeable with the customer also gives the impression that the salesperson is in control of the situation and he is not thrown off by their objections. Objections aren't the only statements a prospect might make as a buying signal. There are other ways of showing that the customer is interested and wants to proceed with buying. It's making statements that show what the customer is thinking. The salesperson has to be smart to understand what is the customer saying. Sometimes the customer may not be saying everything he has in mind, so the salesperson has to learn to read in between the lines. Statements reflect the level of interest of the prospect. Sounds like what I have been looking for. That is a statement made by the customer. It shows a very positive attitude to buying the product. Good, that color will match the interiors of my house or my car. So here again, it is a positive buying signal. It is a statement. Sometimes these statements might not be directed to the salesperson. They could be that the family or the people, the prospects who have come to buy, are discussing amongst themselves and making these statements. The salesperson has to keep an eye and his ears open on the conversation between those different people or prospects who have come to buy, and then he can gauge the level of interest of the customer and he can try to decipher the direction in which the selling effort is proceeding. Now, let us also understand some buying signals that show that the customer is definitely not going to proceed with the purchase. When a customer is not ready to buy, it does not mean that he will not buy. It could also mean that he needs to be approached differently in order to motivate him to buy. A buying signal that shows the customer is not ready also means that the salesperson has to be innovative. He has to approach the customer slightly differently. He needs to convince the customer even more and motivate them even more so that they start showing buying signals. Avoiding eye contact with the salesperson, that is a sure shot buying signal that the customer is not ready to buy. Making excuses that say, not now. I like the product, but I don't want to buy it now. Or I don't need it, or your price is too high. These could be statements that show that the customer is not interested. Casual handling of the product. We have discussed that handling the product is a buying signal, but if the prospect is handling the product in a very casual manner, then that means that it is a negative buying signal. The customer is not ready to buy. Looking around at different products. This shows that the customer just wants to look at the variety, he wants to browse, or he is not sure of the product that he wants to buy. Therefore, it is a buying signal that the customer is not ready. Moving around quickly. Another buying signal. So the customer is not really in one place or one section. He is moving around different parts of the store so that he is able to browse and look through the products that are available in the store, and this is a signal that he is not interested in that product category. Let us go back to buying signals when a customer is ready to buy. Spending time looking at one product category. So this is what we just said. If the customer is moving around very fast, very quickly, not spending enough time in one product category or department or section is a buying signal, is a signal that he's not ready to buy. On the other hand, spending time looking at one product type is a positive buying signal. Looking around for somebody to help them. Looking around to see if a salesperson is waiting to go approach the customer and to offer assistance to them is a positive buying signal. Asking questions about the product. This obviously means that the prospect wants to gather more information about the product, its attributes, features, variants available, the price, promotions, guarantees, etc., and is looking around for the salesperson to answer all these questions. Asking another person's opinion. So the prospect has come with a friend or a family member and is asking their opinion about the product. Sometimes, if you are shopping alone and you do not have a family member or friend with you, the prospect can ask another customer who is present in the store about his opinion. All these are buying signals. Talking about the price of the product, asking the salesperson what are the various schemes or promotional offers that are applicable for that particular product is a positive buying signal. Using possession language or I language. This, if you can see from this picture, this is a possession language which says, I own this product now, I possess this product. This is a very, very strong buying signal, and when a customer uses possession language, the salesperson should immediately encourage the customer to try on that product or to wear that product, so to see how it looks on them. Touching their wallet or touching the purse or touching money is another very strong positive buying signal. So, when you see a buying signal, what do? The salesperson should hit the prospect over the head with their most powerful closing technique. So we are not asking you to actually hit the prospect. We are saying make sure that you unleash your most powerful closing technique onto the prospect. This is the last attempt at closing the sale. Try to ease the customer into the purchase. If you get a strong buying signal, use a trial close. The term trial close means before closing, you try and close at a step before the final closure. If the prospect responds well to a trial close in a positive manner, then you proceed directly to the close. You know that you do not need to further sell the product. The customer is already convinced about the value of the product and you should simply close the transaction. If the trial close doesn't work and you're not able to proceed, you still have the option to back off a little, step back a little, and continue with the process of selling the product to the customer. Continue with the process of convincing or persuading the customer. The salesperson should know when to lose gracefully and keep the door open for the customer to return later on. So the salesperson should not end the sales presentation in a negative manner. In case the customer says, I do not want to buy, the salesperson should just back off, take that as an answer and say, okay, great, we look forward to serving you again sometime soon. Thank you.